Chapter 7.
For the second time in the space of a single month, Revan found himself at a table in the back of the dealer's den, surrounded by the dregs of Coruscant. "You couldn't have just contacted me via holocom?" he asked Candorous as he took a seat. T3 obediently rolled underneath the table to sit patiently at their feet, safely away from where the waitress might trip over him.
"I need to talk to you face to face about this," the Mandalorian replied.
"Sounds ominous." T3 chirped in agreement.
"You still having those nightmares?" Candorous asked.
"Sometimes. I'm dealing with it." The dreams were coming only 2 or 3 times a week now, instead of every night. Revan didn't know if this was because his subconscious was gaining more control over the repressed memory, or if it had something to do with the fact that he was taking steps to investigate his vision. Whatever the explanation, over the past week he had finally been able to grab a few nights of fitful rest. It wasn't enough to get rid of the dark circles under his eyes, but he no longer felt utterly exhausted. "Tell me what you found," he said.
"I didn't learn anything about a planet covered in storms and eternal night, but I did dig up something you might be interested in."
The astromech droid at Revan's feet beeped twice. It was obvious even to him that Candorous was hesitant to speak. "I hope you're not waiting for me to try to buy this information from you," Revan joked. "I left most of my credits at home." Candorous shifted uncomfortably, then leaned forward to speak in a low whisper.
"I probably shouldn't be telling you this, you being a Jedi and all, but I think you have a right to know."
"If you're worried I'll go running to the Council with your secret, don't be."
"It's not just them. You can't tell the Galactic Senate either."
"Whatever you've got to say must be pretty bad," Revan remarked.
"Depends on your point of view."
The big man leaned back in his chair and took a deep breath. Revan stayed silent, giving his friend time to gather himself.
"I got in contact with some of my people, just like you asked," Candorous said finally. "I found out that dozens of the strongest chiefs are gathering their clans at Rekiad."
Revan recognized the name. Located in the Outer Rim system of the same name, Rekiad was a virtually uninhabited world of ice and snow.
"They're planning another invasion?"
he guessed, assuming that was why Candorous was worried about the Jedi or the Republic finding out.
"No, they're not,"
Candorous assured him.
"Not yet, at least. They're searching for Mandalore's mask. They think you hid it somewhere on Rekiad."